Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. This week, we'll look at some of the best personalities the Valley has to offer. And we'll learn how even a non-golfer can enjoy a golf resort. So let's get to it. 2024 Best of the Valley, People and Media. By the editorial staff. The Staples. Valley athlete, Devin Booker. Five-time All-Star has a 24.3 lifetime per game scoring average. That's boss. NBA.com/Suns. TV anchor and reporter, Jamie Serretta, Ted Simmons. A tie. AZ Family Doyen, Arizona Horizon host, split the honor. azfamily.com, azpbs.org/Horizon. Public servant, Mark Kelly. We like our moderates at BOV. Kelly.senate.gov. Podcast/blog/substack. Arizona Agenda. Finding Arizona. A tie. Political newsletter. Business podcast. Get equal love from BOV voters. ArizonaAgenda.substack.com. FindingArizonaPodcast.com. Influencer/social media star. Della Vlogs. Portmanteau named parent fashion influencers eke out a Best of the Valley win. DellaVlogs.com. Best book by a local author. The Second Ending by Michelle Hoffman. Even if former Arizona Republic arts critic Michelle Hoffman didn't include some beloved Valley spots in her debut novel, we'd still love her sharply written tale of a middle-aged piano prodigy who overcomes her fears to get a second chance to showcase her talent in a reality show. The Nordstrom at Scottsdale Fashion Square makes a prominent appearance. PenguinRandomHouse.com. Best Typewriter Poet, Redtail. Armed with little more than a typewriter and a guitar, Phoenix musician and poet Derek Hokey, a.k.a. Redtail, or at Inkbeat on Instagram, can be found at farmers markets and pop-up events around the valley next to a handwritten sign inviting passerbys to pick a topic, get a poem. Hokey has written hundreds of custom haikus dedicated to particular people, places, and things, and sonnets based on specific words, phrases, stories, and affirmations on his signature gray Smith Corona. He even recites them aloud or puts them to music upon request. Best Romantic, Brian Ferentz. You likely know all about our celebrated vampire romance novelist, but Stephanie Meyer's got company. Cave Creek's Brian Ferentz is a politico and self-described citizen journalist, but he also writes romance novels, starring werewolves. He's got a few books about dragons, too. BrianFerentz.com. Best Dressed Valley TV Personality, Richard Sains, on Fox 10 News. In this city of informal wear, the Fox 10 sports pundit goes against the grain by dressing old school, favoring a tailored look that includes richly colored neckties with complimentary pocket squares. If you're going to get bad news about your favorite team, it might at least come from an elegant source. Fox10Phoenix.com. Best Storyteller, Dan Hull. Not only is he a fantastic storyteller in his own right, but over the last few years, Dan Hull has nurtured countless others by creating a safe, supported space for Phoenicians to try storytelling on for size. Sign up ahead of time or show up the evening of a slam and put your name in the hat. Events are held nearly monthly at Changing Hands Bookstore in Phoenix. TheStoryLine.com. Best Local Troubadour, Gene Moran. Not to deter anyone from seeing the Mesa-based songwriter on stage, but there's a darkness lingering in his brand of desert rock, equal parts unsettling and seductive. He's also a hell of a guitar player, using his cerebral palsy to his advantage to create his own grungy playing style. GeneMoranMusic.com. Hometown Girl Does Good, Jetta Hurrians. Jetta Hurrians was no child actor. Her mother wouldn't let the Scottsdale native get an agent until she could drive herself. Post-high school, Hurrians hit L.A. and booked job after job. Commercials, comedy, musicals. Now, she's in New York City with a spot on the Upright Citizens Brigade. We'll say we knew you when, Jenna. UCBcomedy.com/people/Jetta-Hurriens. Best Maniacal Giggle. Johnny Johnson, Fishing with Johnny Johnson. Valley native Johnny Johnson has hosted this locally produced angling show on Arizona's Family, 3TV, and CBS5 since 2002. His gleeful excitement at hooking some resident of Arizona lakes hasn't dimmed in those decades. He giggles like Renfield and sometimes hops from foot to foot with excitement. Even so, he often tosses his prize back. AZFamily.com. Best Sky's the Limit Artist. Patricia Sennett. Patricia Sennett lifts up the Phoenix arts community like no other. A talented sculptor in her own right, she sponsors holiday art sales, opened an artist compound, and worked on the COVID-inspired roadside attraction. This spring, she asked locals to join her in Holding Up the Sky, a multimedia celebration of life in the desert. PatriciaSennett.com. Best Documentary. The Stories They Didn't Tell Us. Nina's Story. This spring, the Phoenix Film Festival named Cindy Lee Arizona Filmmaker of the Year. Not too shabby, considering Nina's Story is the 68-year-old director's first documentary film effort. If this short, beautiful tribute to a Vietnamese refugee who never talked to her children about her past is any indication, this is just the beginning for the ASU graduate. Most Fun Company Newsletter. Shea Cheese. You know that email account you have solely for giving to retailers? The one you never check because it's a dumpster of marketing junk? Yeah, don't use that one for the Shea Cheese newsletter. Owner Jenny Zink writes it personally, sharing thoughtful ruminations on life and cheese. Plus, food pics. 10880 North 32nd Street, Phoenix. 602-666-0431. SheaCheese.com. Best Political Newsletter. Arizona Agenda. Used to be, you had to subscribe to the Yellow Sheet Report to catch the news. Now, it's the Agenda. This Substack has its finger on the pulse of the political process here in Arizona. With no shortage of political news, nothing can stop them now. ArizonaAgenda.substack.com. Best Source for LGBTQ+ News. Lookout Newsletter. When Joseph Darius Jafari ditched his investigative gig at the Arizona Republic to start a newsletter, we worried he was making a mistake. But with plenty of funding and an eye for covering the LGBTQ+ community in Phoenix, he knew what he was doing. Suddenly, Lookout is the latest must-read in town. LookoutPhoenix.substack.com. Best Sports Moment. Alec Thomas in NLCS Game 4. The 24-year-old outfielder wasn't even in the starting lineup the night he hit the two-run homer that tied Game 4 of the National League Championship Series on October 20th, 2023 at Chase Field. Coming off the bench, Thomas delivered a pinch homer for the ages in the Arizona Diamondbacks' eventual 6-5 win over the Phillies, ultimately leading to a surprise appearance in the World Series and the Valley's biggest sports moment of the last 12 months. Best Scoop. Gilbert Goon's coverage in the Arizona Republic. 2 months after the East Valley teenager Preston Lord was beaten to death at a Halloween party in Queen Creek, local law enforcement still had not made any arrests, and it was reasonable to wonder if the crime would ever be prosecuted. But late in December, Republic reporters Robert Anglin and Elena Santa Cruz broke the story wide open, revealing the existence of a violent suburban thug clique called the Gilbert Goons. Arrests soon followed, and it was easily the year's defining piece of Valley journalism. AZCentral.com. Best Yesteryear Social Media Queen. Ann Moses. In 1965, Ann Moses took over the editorial reins at Tiger Beat magazine, making her, at age 19, the youngest editor of any national magazine in the country, chronicling nascent boomer pop culture and interviewing heartthrobs of the day, like David Cassidy and Elvis Presley. An East Valley resident since 2007, Moses credits the encouragement of her one-time employer, Walt Disney, for coaxing her into a writing career. She still connects with fans via her prolific social media channels, facebook.com/AnnMoses and at Ann Moses Tiger Beat on Instagram, where she posts photos, articles, and anecdotes. Best One-Woman Band. Selin Eskandarian. With 34,000-plus Instagram followers, musical multi-hyphenate Selin Eskandarian has built quite a fan base. The former U.S. Army ammunition specialist has been performing her music for more than 30 years, including her recent elevated performance at the grand opening of Scottsdale's Caesars Republic Hotel, where she and her violin serenaded celebrity chef Giada De Laurentiis and various VIP guests from atop a 7-foot pedestal. She's been known to hop on the piano, too. ESKOviolin.com at @esko_violin. Best Woodward and Bernstein Torch Carriers. Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. When national news feels like a three-ring circus, it can seem like journalism is an endangered species. But this independent, nonprofit newsroom is dedicated to preserving the traditions and ethics of the field through its data-driven investigative reporting on state and local government, public policy, education, the environment, and public health. It publishes content online and through a Creative Commons license that allows other newsrooms to share it, with proper attribution, natch. azcir.org. Best Fake News Fighters. NewsCo/Lab. Should you share that link on Facebook? Is a news source reliable? How do you ethically consume, create, and disseminate social media content? These questions and more are the work of this think tank at Arizona State University. In addition to conducting research, it hosts a free online media literacy course, offers a transparency and engagement toolkit for newsrooms, and participates in collaborations with diverse institutions to make a better media world. 555 North Central Ave, Phoenix, newscollab.org. Best Local Label, Moon Records. Calling itself a minimal label, the local outfit founded more than a decade ago by brothers Micah and Khalib Daly, vinyl lovers may know Khalib from his other job at Stinkweeds, has a robust roster of artists that includes indie music darlings Niall Breen and Free Love Fenner. It's not Rock Nation, but we like it. MoonRecords.com. Best Contortionist Theater. Carrie Lake. If Carrie Lake's U.S. Senate run doesn't work out, she could always work for Cirque du Soleil. Ever since the Arizona Supreme Court gave its blessing to a Civil War era near absolute ban on abortions, Lake's been twisting herself into a pretzel over the issue. In 2022, while running for governor, Lake lauded the statute as a great law that's already on the books. After the court ruling, she immediately backflipped, saying, "I oppose today's ruling." The far right had a kitten, and 2 weeks later, Lake re-reversed herself in comments to conservative news outlets. Simone Biles got nothing on this woman. Best Cosplay Goof. Phoenix Fan Fusion. It's official. Being a dork is hip. For evidence, look no further than this annual downtown Nerdapalooza, which invites folks of all ages, but mostly adults, to play dress-up, outfitting themselves like the Mandalorian, the Little Mermaid, Captain America, etc. But it's like the old libertarian refrain. Whatever you do in your bedroom, or Gandalf robe, is your own business. PhoenixFanFusion.com. Best Bureaucrats. The Water Ladies. It's still a man's world, even in Arizona, where so many women hold public office. Case in point, the Water Ladies, attorneys Kathleen Ferris, Sarah Porter, and Rita McGuire have decades of experience among them, leading the state's Department of Water Resources, heading ASU's Kyle Center for Water Policy, and negotiating multi-state water deals. If anyone can make sense of our state's water challenges, it's these three. At Kyle Center. Best secret gift to Democrats. The 1864 abortion law. Political sanity prevailed when GOP legislators broke ranks and repealed the unpopular statute on the third try. But is the damage already done? A woman's right to choose will be center stage again in November, with a state constitutional amendment enshrining that right on the ballot, driving Democrats to the polls and possibly flipping the legislature. Basically, a Grand Canyon-sized self-inflicted wound by the Arizona GOP. Best policy reversal. ASU scraps DEI statements. Free speech advocates celebrated last year when the Arizona Board of Regents ended diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, statements for job applicants. However, some ASU departments reportedly still require these lefty versions of McCarthy-era loyalty oaths. Meanwhile, the Goldwater Institute is suing ASU over mandated DEI training for professors that is proudly touted on ASU's website. The change is great in theory. In practice, it's wanting. Best, get a load of this guy. State Rep. Alexander Kolodin. Are they putting LSD in the water in Fountain Hills? When Sandra Day O'Connor passed away in December at age 93, GOP Representative Alexander Kolodin attacked the first female U.S. Supreme Court justice, telling his colleagues her judicial decisions weren't sound to justify his opposition to a statue in her honor. We're talking about the same Sandra Day O'Connor, right? Reagan-appointed, universally respected, trailblazing legend? What a bizarre hill to die on. Best pro golfer who lives in Scottsdale. John Ram. 29-year-old Spaniard is a Scorpio, meaning he's private, enigmatic, and independent. See, leaving the PGA to join the upstart LIV Tour last December for a reported $300 million. He has two major championships under his belt, the U.S. Open in 2021 and the Masters in 2023. Highest worldwide ranking, number one in 2020. Fun fact, the ASU product is the first European golfer to win both the Masters and the U.S. Open. Max Homa. The 33-year-old California native is also a Scorpio, with characteristic charisma. See, his penchant for amusing social media posts. Like when he tweeted, "Airplane middle seat, the most consistent missed cut punishment." He has yet to win a major, but tied for third at the 2024 Masters and appears primed for a breakthrough. Highest worldwide ranking? Number 5 this May. Fun fact, Homa holds the PGA Tour record for the longest drive, 477 yards. You're listening to Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Drink This, Cow Soy Cowboy from Mr. Bond's Bar and Mukata by Nikki Buchanan. Mr. Bond's wildly imaginative cocktail menu is built around common Southeast Asian ingredients. Alex and Sonny Martin, chef owners of Lam Wong, have turned the cozy space directly behind their regional Thai restaurant into a cocktail bar and mukata, a type of buffet-style restaurant devoted to DIY Thai barbecue and hot pot, so named for the grill-like device used to cook the food. The wildly imaginative Mr. Bond's cocktail menu, devised by Valley barman Dustin Doan, is built around common Southeast Asian cooking ingredients such as kefir lime, Thai basil, galangal, tamarind, and lemongrass. But there's nothing common about the drinks themselves. Named after a yellow curry noodle soup popular in Burma and northern Thailand, the Cow Soy Cowboy is a splendid example of Doan's East meets Southwest approach. Served in a green bamboo mug, the tiki-ish concoction mingles Blanco tequila with a curry cordial syrup brimming with turmeric, ginger, garlic, and chilies. Pineapple juice is added for sweetness, fresh lime for acidity, house-made salted coconut cream for silky mouthfeel, and a spoonful of kapi, fermented shrimp paste, for depth, complexity, and umami. Finally, the drink is garnished with pineapple and a tangle of crispy noodles, which happens to be the traditional topper for the classic curry dish that inspired it, taking this funky cowboy to a new frontier. $17, Mr. Bond's Bar and Mukata, 218 East Portland Street, Phoenix, 480-685-3636, MrBonds.com. The Non-Golfer's Guide to Enjoying San Diego Golf Resort, Omni La Costa, by Sydney Wilson, August 19th, 2024. Golf resorts might seem exclusive, but you don't need to be a golfer to enjoy Omni La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. This newly renovated 400-acre resort offers world-class amenities for everyone, from avid golfers and poolside loungers to spa enthusiasts and foodies. Whether you're visiting for business, accompanying a golf-loving partner, or simply seeking a restful escape, Omni La Costa provides a treasure trove of activities and amenities that guarantee an exceptional experience both on and off the fairway. The Spanish Mission-style resort unveiled renovations worth millions of dollars this summer, boasting timelessly transformed rooms and villas, refreshed and expanded event spaces, spa updates, and redesigned golf courses. The legendary golf courses have seen some of the greatest players in history, including Gary Player, Tom Watson, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson. Even if you're not a golfer, you probably recognize some of these names. The resort hosted PGA Tours for nearly 30 years and hosted the 2024 NCAA Women's and Men's Championships on its new and improved North Course. The North and South courses accommodate players of varying skill levels, and the resort offers golf lessons for beginners looking to build a solid foundation in the sport, or avid players looking to refine their game. Omni La Costa is the perfect place for a non-golfer to discover a love for the game. However, if golf isn't your thing, there are plenty of other ways to embrace the La Costa lifestyle. Poolside Paradise. Lounge or swim at one of the resort's 8 sparkling pools. Enjoy a cocktail and soak in the hot tub while overlooking the golf courses at the Edge Adult Pool and Terrace. Or experience the thrill of a water slide at the Splash Landing Pools near the Family Pool. Hotel guests can also relax at the Garden Pool, where villa guests and spa goers enjoy the privacy of the villa pool and hot tub or spa courtyard pool. For a luxury experience, rent a poolside cabana at the Edge or Family Pools. Pamper yourself. This serene Southern California oasis is designed to help guests escape daily stress. Since 1965, luxury travelers, wellness seekers, and public figures like Richard Nixon and Jackie Kennedy have chosen the spa at La Costa for relaxation and rejuvenation. The multi-million-dollar refresh includes aesthetic revamps, as well as 3 new salt rooms, refurbished steam rooms with new aromatherapy features, and upgraded equipment in the showers, locker rooms, and select treatment rooms. Book one of the many facials, massages, or salon services during your stay and take advantage of the spa-exclusive amenities like the spa cafe and spa courtyard pool. Shop till you drop. Go on a shopping spree without even leaving the property. Omni La Costa has 7 stores with everything from coastal apparel to specialty golf and tennis gear. Shop for swimwear and beach accessories at Hello Sunshine, or catch a ride via bike rental. Get your little ones a little something at Live Well, and make sure you're looking resort ready with the chic but casual wear for men and women at Coastal Dunes. Take a piece of relaxation home from the spa boutique, or grab a snack and La Costa souvenir from the marketplace. For sporty looks and supplies, hit up La Costa Sport, Golf, and Activewear, and the Tennis Pro Shop. Fitness on the go. While vacation is a perfect time to relax, it can also be a great opportunity to maintain your fitness routine or try something new. At Omni La Costa, the athletic club is equipped with a wide range of gym equipment, including free weights, cardio machines, and state-of-the-art strength equipment. Guests can also enjoy a variety of complimentary fitness classes, from aquatone and bar Pilates to yoga and power boxing. Beyond golf, Omni La Costa offers tennis and the increasingly popular sport of pickleball, ensuring there's something for every sports enthusiast. Taste of luxury. The food options at Omni La Costa cater to every palate and vibe. Indulge in prime cuts and flavorful fillets at Bob's Steak and Chop House. Munch on Mediterranean shared plates and sip on delicious drinks while taking in the lush and beautiful greenery of the golf courses at Bar Traza. Enjoy more luscious views at View, which offers breakfast, lunch, dinner, and drinks, like a juicy bacon cheeseburger, fresh chicken salad, chorizo scramble, and strawberry mimosas. For simpler options, the spa and splash pools have cafes, and the marketplace has snacks and grab-and-go food items like pastries, sandwiches, and pizza. It also serves a variety of coffee drinks and smoothies made with Stance coffee. Proximity to popular attractions. Located just 30 miles from downtown San Diego, Omni La Costa is in a prime location to explore SoCal attractions, both in Carlsbad and beyond. Nearby highlights include Legoland, Birch Aquarium, San Diego Zoo, Balboa Park, Leo Carrillo Historic Ranch, and Moonlight State Beach, offering a diverse range of activities for all ages. If you are visiting from out of state and want to experience more of what California has to offer, the star-studded city of Los Angeles is less than 100 miles away. Room to relax. If your top vacation priority is to hit the snooze button, order room service, and sip a refreshing beverage on the balcony in a plush robe, Omni La Costa is the place for you. After a rejuvenating post-pool shower, sink into the plush, cozy beds for a nap. Then, indulge in a delicious meal from View delivered right to your room. The recently renovated rooms and villas offer a relaxing and luxurious experience, ensuring you can unwind without ever needing to leave your room. And that brings us to the close of another episode of Phoenix Magazine. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Be sure to stay tuned for more great programming right here on Sun Sounds of Arizona.